A thin cry that was most definitely not the wind came again. She no longer thought it was Mordred, though. She thought that maybe it was coming from the cellar where Joe had gone to hide from the Crimson King, or so he'd said. Who was down there now? And was he hiding, as Joe had done? Or was he a prisoner?
"It hasn't been a bad life," Joe was saying. "Not the life I expected, not by any manner or means, but I got a theory. The folks who end up living the lives they expected are more often than not the ones who end up taking sleeping pills or sticking the barrel of a gun in their mouths and pulling the trigger."
Roland seemed still to be a few turns back, because he said,
"You were a court jester, and the customers in these inns were your court."
Joe smiled, showing a lot of white teeth. Susanna frowned. Had she seen his teeth before? They had been doing a lot of laughing, and she should have seen them, but she couldn't remember that she actually had. Certainly, he didn't have the mush-mouth sound of someone whose teeth are mostly gone. Such people had consulted with her father on many occasions, most of them in search of artificial replacements. If she'd had to guess earlier on, she would have said he had teeth, but they were down to nothing but pegs and nubbins and... "And what's the matter with you, girl? He might be lying about a few things, but he surely didn't grow a fresh set of teeth since you sat down to dinner. You're letting your imagination run away with you."
Was she? Well, it was possible.
And maybe that thin cry was nothing but the sound of the wind in the eaves at the front of the house, after all.
"I'd hear some of your jokes and stories," Roland said, "as you told them on the road, if it does you."
Susanna looked at him closely, wondering if the gunslinger had some ulterior motive for this request, but he seemed genuinely interested.